name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
A very warm welcome to our worship this morning, either here in church or at home. Just one or two things to say. Tonight it's Evensong at 6 o'clock, and then next week, and this is an important notice which comes around every time, it's Remembrance Sunday, of course. So our service shifts back half an hour. We start at 9:30 here in church next Sunday for Remembrance Sunday. And then lastly, this chap here on my left has Advent candles and Advent calendars for sale afterwards if you'd like to buy them, either for yourself or as a donation towards the food bank. James will gladly take your money and... Well, he'll just gladly take your money, will he, I think, and give you an Advent candle as well.
God has called us to follow Christ and has formed us into a royal priesthood, a holy nation, to declare the wonderful deeds of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvellous light. Let us confess the times when we have failed to heed this call. Lord Jesus, you said to your disciples, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Lord, have mercy."
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, we know that the harvest is plentiful, but the labours are few. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you appointed us to go and bear fruit that will last. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God, who sent his Son into the world to save sinners, bring you his pardon and peace, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of the Church is governed and sanctified, hear our prayer which we offer for all your faithful people, that in their vocation and ministry they may serve you in holiness and truth to the glory of your name, through our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Samuel. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight was beginning to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room and the lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel." And he said, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down, and the Lord God again called Samuel. Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call you, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again a third time, and he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. People do not light a lamp and put it under the bushel basket. Rather, they put it on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Matthew, tonight I'm going to be Tina Turner. For some of you, these words will always take you back to Saturday nights spent on the settee watching stars in their eyes. The Matthew in question, Kelly and not Pete, and the I, a person who by day worked at the supermarket or the garage, or was a social worker or even a vicar, who then underwent a transformation. They went from being their ordinary selves to become, well, whoever. You remember Frank Sinatra, Tina Turner, David Bowie, you name the star, and someone became them. It was entertaining to watch people dress up and imagine that they could be someone else, and it was popular for a time, a kind of early version of the X Factor and Britain's Got Talent. Now, I begin here because we at St Mary's have shamelessly pinched some of the publicity they used to create Whitkirk's Got Talent. And whilst you don't have to dress up, well, actually, no, some of us do, we are thinking about how we use our talents. For we believe that the God who creates us out of love has given to each one of us particular gifts and talents, talents that only you have and are invited in your lives to offer back to God with love and so give glory to your Father in heaven, as Jesus in the Gospel for today puts it. For it seems to me that if we truly understand our lives as being given by God rather than something we possess as if we were God ourselves, then surely the right response is by honouring the one who has given us those talents and to let our light shine. Of course, what that looks like will be different for every one of us, and we use them in all kinds of ways, whether it is at work or at home, in our times of leisure, and importantly for us today, in how we support the church community to which we belong. I often point out that St Mary's is entirely dependent on voluntary donations to sustain our life. If people stopped giving financially, then though the building would still be here, we wouldn't be able to pay the bills, pay the parish share, or the vicar's bar bill. I'm only joking about that. Oh, yes, I am. Likewise, St Mary's is entirely dependent on volunteers to make our life together possible. So whilst I stand here, I do so ever mindful and thankful for all the different ways people give their talent,
to sustain the life of this church and community. Just think about this morning. Someone welcomed you at the door, well, hopefully welcomed you. A service booklet's been produced. Someone set the timer for the heating. The candles were lit, the service turned up, the silver polished and put out, flowers purchased and displayed, intercessions written, songs practiced and then sung, coffee made, tables put out, and so on and so on and so on. And that's just this morning. And this happens, as you know, 52 weeks of the year, in good times and in bad, and it happens not by magic, but simply because good people give their time and talents in so many ways to sustain our life here. And this giving, I think, helps us expand our horizons as people. It opens us up to meet new people and learn new things, as well as honouring Christ's call in our gospel to let your light shine. And who knows where it might lead. I remember when I found my way back to the church, part of that journey was joining the Tuesday morning church cleaning team. I was then a stay-at-home dad and took little Jacob, he was probably about down there actually, with me, and we dusted pews and cleaned toilets, oh the joy of it, and just got to know people, and look where it led. Who knows what God has got in store for you. So friends, we need your help. Help to sustain the life of the church here, a church that is not a cosy little club, but a life-giving community made up of saints and sinners who together follow Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you have served much over the years and now receive more than you give, please, if this isn't for you at this moment in your life, pray fervently over the coming days for Whitkirk's Got Talent. We need your prayers, that hearts and minds might be inspired so that the talent of this community may be harnessed afresh for the benefit of this generation and to the glory of God. Many of you will have already received, or will today receive, one of these brochures. And it gives you a sense of just how much happens here. Read it, please. Pray about its content. And if you can come and find out more, a week on Tuesday, the 15th of November, that would be fantastic. But if you can't make it then, do talk to me or one of your church wardens sat at the back there looking beautiful, Elaine and Melvin, and let's see what we can do together. But before I draw things to a close, I want to just say a few words about what stops us letting our light shine. What holds us back? Well, there are a number of reasons, but here are just three. One reason is, tragically, that we simply think we can't do it, that we don't have anything to offer, that we have nothing to give. Well, friends, hear this loud and clear, you do, and we need you. Then another reason is that we feel unwanted. For example, we bravely speak to someone and get a kind of cold shoulder, the kind of, oh, you've not been coming here long enough sort of a look message that can crush us. And let's be honest, we can all be guilty of building our own little kingdoms, overly precious and protective about what we do, but let it not be so among us. Let us be a community in which everyone can fulfill their vocation and ministry, as our colleague for today puts it. So please be aware, all of you good people who do stuff now, and thank you so much for faithfully doing it, that if someone offers to help in some way, someone wants to know a bit more about what you're doing, just smile at them, make them welcome, encourage them. We all know it doesn't take much for us to feel squashed and unwanted, because we're all a bit fragile, really. So welcome them, encourage them, and so on. And then lastly, we sometimes don't try new things because we fear failure. You know, I do sometimes. I hope our brochure has reminded you of something of St. Mary's life and how rich and diverse it is. But we can always do more. So if there is something we are missing and you have an idea to start a knit, a natter, or a computer gaming club, or a baking class, or toddler group, or whatever, then share it. And we'll find ways to make it happen, not worrying too much about whether it fails, but willing to give things a go. As Samuel's story reminded us in our first reading, it can take a while to hear what the Spirit of God is up to, and we need others like Eli to help us perceive and know what we are being called into. So today, Matthew, I am going to be, well, who knows? But I hope and pray this sermon, the brochure, the prayers to be offered, might in some way open hearts and minds to stop thinking someone else can do it, or I'm not good enough to do it, and joyfully offer your talent here. Jesus said, "Let your light shine." May God bless Whitkirk's Got Talent. Amen.
Do you believe and trust in God the Father, source of all being and life, the one for whom we exist?
We believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us and rose again?
We believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God, and makes Christ known in the world?
We believe and trust in him.
This is the faith of the Church.
This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
As we worship together through prayer, our relationship with God is deepened, our lives are enriched in spirit and love. Therefore, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your gift of creation entrusted to our care. We acknowledge that all too often we lack good stewardship. We pray for all who work in conservation and with the natural world. Gracious God, we give thanks for the ways in which the countries and nations come together to address global crises, particularly in climate change. We praise you for the efforts of all individuals who raise awareness and change hearts and minds. May we together create a culture of effective action. Creator God, you have blessed us with understanding, imagination, and memory. Show us how to learn from past mistakes to make wise choices. We pray for those advocating climate action as we plan for a future of sustainability and begin to take responsibility. God, help us to share your love for the whole of creation. Lord, in your mercy. Good Lord, we continue to hold before you the nations of the world and their people. We pray particularly for places where there is conflict, civil unrest and uncertainty, and or natural disaster. And particularly at this time, we continue to hold before you the situation in Ukraine. We pray that you will guide all those in positions of authority, leadership and responsibility to act with wisdom and for the common good. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We thank you, Lord, for the Church. And in the Anglican cycle of prayer, we pray for the Church of England. We pray for all bishops and clergy and all those who serve faithfully in their life and ministry. In our own parish and community, we pray for the Points of View and Thank God It's Friday groups. We pray for the residents of Field End Green, and for the ongoing life, work, witness, worship, mission and ministry here at St. Mary's. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gifts and talents which we each receive from you, for all things come from you, and of your own do we give you. As we consider our own ability, we pray that we may be alert to your calling, so we may say your servant is listening, and each of our lights may shine in good works and give you the glory which you so richly deserve. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all those who are suffering in body, mind and spirit, and all who care for them. May the presence of your Spirit offer them comfort in their distress. We hold before you all who work in healthcare, especially for any in Leeds General Infirmary. And we pray for the work and research of the British Burns Association. We pray for those who have asked for our prayers, for Erica Honeybone, Jean Bannister, Graham Webster, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jeff Blowers, Shane Simpson, Jeff Lidster and Roger Guy. We pray for those who are in long-term care, for Mary Metcalf, Margaret Burton, George Brown, Jennifer Mode and Lynn Perry. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, you are our Redeemer. You are the resurrection and the life, and all live in God. We give thanks for the lives of all who have died, for those who have died recently, Lucila Corleva, June Danby, Anthony George Hatton, Jane Richardson and Mandy Smith, for those whose year's mind occurs at this time, for David Schofield, and for all whom we love and see no longer. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
To crown all things there must be love, to bind all together and complete the whole. Let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us offer one another a sign of peace.
Heavenly Father, as we set before you these gifts of bread and wine, bless also the gift of our hearts and minds as we offer our lives in your service for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and good, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, through your servant, Jesus Christ, our Lord. At his baptism, he was revealed as your beloved Son, and coming among us as one who serves, he taught that they are greatest in your kingdom, who make themselves least and the servants of all. Although he was their teacher and their Lord, he washed the feet of his disciples and commanded us to do the same. Through your Holy Spirit, you bestow upon your people a rich diversity of gifts and ministries, and from this royal priesthood, you raise up men and women to proclaim your word, to care for your people, and to be the stewards of the mysteries of Christ. You call them to serve the world your Son redeemed and build up his body, the Church, to the greater glory of your name. And so with angels and archangels and all the heavenly host, we proclaim your glory and join their unending hymn of praise. Praise and bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again he praised you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. Bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation, we proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory.
Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people, gather us in your loving arms and bring us with Blessed Mary, Willie Broad of York, Marjorie Kemp,
Leo the Great, Martin of Tours, and all the saints, to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed.
Let us pray. Lord of the harvest, you have fed your people in this sacrament with the fruits of creation made holy by your Spirit. By your grace, raise up among us faithful labourers to sow your word and reap the harvest of souls, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We thank you, Lord, that you have fed us in this sacrament, united us with Christ, and given us a foretaste of the heavenly banquet prepared for all peoples. Amen. Of the Spirit transform you. May the gentleness of the Spirit lead you. May the gifts of the Spirit equip you to serve and worship God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
There are varieties of gifts,
but the same Spirit. There are varieties of service,
the same Lord.
There are different kinds of working,
but the same God is at work in all. There is one body, one Spirit, one hope in God's call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
There is one God, Father of all, over all and in all.
To whom Christ ascended on high, and through us, through his Spirit, he gives us gifts. Some are apostles, some are his prophets.
Evangelists, pastors and teachers he gives us,
so that we can minister together to build up his body, to be mature in the fullness of Christ.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ, Amen.